You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Both teams split the Subway Series. Yanks took 2 out of 3 back in May at Yankee Stadium. Mets take 2 out of 3 here at Citi Field. And I thought the Yanks, BT, going in, we were looking at a get-right series with the way the Mets pitching lined up. But the Yankees could not get the job done, whether it was lack of offense, lack of pitching, certainly lack of defense. The Yanks only able to salvage that final game yesterday.
Yeah, and I didn't have that confidence that you had. I mean, that Blue Jays series was jarring, and they had not been playing very well before that for quite a long time. This is a long, extended run where there's a lot wrong with the Yankees. Mix in the incredibly sad news with Clark Schmidt, you know, baseball sadness, of course. Going to be out for well over a year, and he's gone, and the rotation's in shambles right now. You know, they're to me, there's only really one way to look at this. I don't think that they're doing this, but I can only tell you what I would do if I were in the Yankees, and I said this in the first hour. I was obviously really worked up, so it's going to be a different presentation, but absolutely stand by everything I said. Free Odyssey app, if you missed it, go check it out. If you want to be entertained, I guess, hear a screaming lunatic about how the Yankees are broken, but they are. They're broken. And everybody knows it. And we've had this conversation for years about whether it's, you know, trying to squeeze certain defensive positions out of guys who really can't play there, or going back years, you know, not enough lefty hitters, or there's just always something wrong. And I never understand it. And I try to understand it. I try to give them the benefit of the doubt because they do spend a lot of money and they do win a lot of games. But the amount of mistakes that the Yankees make for an elite, quote-unquote elite franchise at this point, is astounding. At basic checkpoints, they continue to trip all over themselves, and I just don't get it.
Yeah, but there's still moves to be made. See, it's bad, and I've been saying this for a while. After we came in that Monday after they got swept by the Red Sox, I'm like, wow, this is even worse than I thought with the Yankees. I never loved the plan B. I didn't think they were as good as they were a year ago. But this, to me, is just a rough stretch. It's exposing a lot of their flaws. I don't think it's bad to a point where I'd be giving up on the season just yet, especially with the landscape of the American League. The Yankees, I didn't think, were very good last year, but they were in the World Series. We've been saying the same thing about the way they build this team, and why do they keep LeMahieu and keep Stan, and yet they win 90-plus games the most part every year and are competing for the most part deep into the postseason every year. I don't think that this year will be any different, and I do believe that because of the emergence offensively of Dominguez specifically, Bellinger's now found his way, being a viable player, if the Yankees just had some consistency with their lineup, that they can be a lethal, a dangerous offensive club, maybe add another player, make Jazz play second, have a third baseman, figure out how they want to look that outfield and that lineup, whether it means Stanton sitting, cut Stanton, cut LeMay, you have Dominguez be the DH, go Bellinger, Grisham. Like, there's still a path here where the Yankees can salvage this season and legitimately contend. The only concern I'd have is the starting rotation after the news of Clark Schmidt.
Which is why what you just said doesn't really excite me anymore, because of the devastating blows to the starting staff. There's only so many ways you can, you know, you can patch things up here. So, to me, if they make a trade, a meaningful, semi-meaningful trade or two, let's say third baseman and a pretty good relief pitcher, does that guarantee them anything? We all know the answer is nothing. I mean, last year they had Soto and Judge back-to-back, and they still didn't win the World Series, even though they got there. I just say this because I am willing, I am prepared. I think I'll get a lot of setback on this and kickback on this as well. But I myself am prepared to, rather than make a trade and guarantee nothing, roll out Dominguez in center every day, put Ben Rice at first base every day, trade Goldschmidt, trade Devin Williams. You're not going to resign these guys. Obviously, Grisham's deal is up. These are all things where, I mean, it's very simple research. We all know what their contract status is. Their contracts are up, and they're not going to be resigned.
Would you trade Fried?
Because, no, I wouldn't trade Max Fried.
Because
remember,
if you're going to sell, you might as well sell. And I could understand the counter to that. But remember, we had this conversation a few years ago where the Yankees, the 1 year they missed the postseason in 2023, and there was a thought about being sellers at
the
deadline.
Yeah, I remember.
Now, they would have traded Cole, and the idea at that point was like, oh, no, you can't trade Cole, which I get, but maybe they would have, it would have fast forwarded the rebuild or the change with the organization. Got rid of that contract and that money. Now, obviously, you can't foresee that he could get hurt, but you can predict that an older pitcher is going to maybe have some issues. Look, Fried, obviously not an older pitcher. He's terrific, but think about the return that you could get, plus saving some of that money and really kind of restart you.
It's a good question. That, to me, is waving the white flag. I'll never do that. Not like that. To me, is surrender. Hey, here's the thing, in the sand, white flag bouncing through the wind, we're closing up shop, we give up.
Like, on this year or beyond, you're talking about?
Certainly on this year. Okay. Now, next year, you'll have Garrett Cole back, you won't have Clark Schmidt back next year. There's always other ways to spend money, especially if you traded Fried, you get the money back. But to me, that's going too deep in a direction that I don't deem necessary. I still think, by the way, with all these proposed changes, because right now, Goldschmidt is no longer hitting, so I believe that if Ben Rice plays first base every day, you will get an absolute upgrade. At least in the power, that's easy.
All right, so
you can still compete for a wild card,
right? So then that's my point. So even though you say sell because you're selling some pieces, you still, it's not really selling because you're like sell, wave the white flag on this season and rebuild. Whatever.
Not that at all. Just sell the guys who I don't believe will be here anymore. Past this year, and more specifically, Sal, sell the guys who are blocking a path for guys that I find very interesting. That I don't know. I like to see play every night in, I don't know, their natural positions. That's what it does.
Yeah, and I don't know what their natural positions are because the Yankees have them playing anywhere but. So I would like to see that. That's why I don't think the Yankee, I say this to relative to where they are in the American League, not to the World Series expectations. The Yankees will be fine. I really do believe this is a bad rough patch. My only concern is the amount of injuries in the rotation, but I still believe Cashman is going to go out there, add an arm in the rotation, add an arm in the bullpen. Now, like, is Luke Weaver going to get a turnaround? If not, it's similar to what we talk about with the Mets. Well, if Vientos doesn't hit, they're kind of screwed. Like, if Nimmo doesn't hit, there are certain guys you have that if they don't perform, you're screwed. If Weaver does not get it turned around, no matter who the Yankees add, they're going to be in trouble. If Rodon can't be relied upon to at least a certain extent, they're going to be in trouble regardless. If Volpe doesn't play solid shortstop in some way, no, like, you can't fix everything. But I do think they'll get another player that will allow them to move Jazz back to second, be an upgrade there, clean up some of the mess that they have with trying to fit the pieces in.
I'd trade him too, by the way.
Who?
Jazz.
And then do Watt at second.
I don't know. I figured
out. You
don't
care. Okay, but that's not a white flag move to you? Jazz, I can't even believe he's an all-star, but
I mean, I don't know how he's an all-star. And there's things I like about him, but no, I don't think he's exciting, but I don't get fooled by the exciting nature to his game. When he's on, he's on. But I don't see night to night a guy who impacts winning at the level required to win a World Series. I see a guy who, when he connects and showboats, it's awesome, and I like him. I see a guy who has gritted his teeth, and now he's told us he doesn't love third base. But, you know, for the betterment of the team, he's tried to do the right thing. I see a guy who is also still basically a 235, 240 hitter, which is exactly what he was when they got him for the Marlins.
Strikeout machine.
Yeah, I'm not giving that guy big money. And again, I'm not looking to give him away. But then there's a deeper issue. And all the players, I would like to keep him. I didn't include him because it's more Goldschmidt guys whose contracts
are up. You
sent
him in the beginning.
Yeah, and by the way, somebody like Jazz, it's still economically fiscal for the Yankees to keep him based on arbitration, et cetera. The other issue, though, and we get back to the calls because we could just keep going issue to issue to issue to issue, and I want to give the Mets some love here as well. But the other issue is, even if you agree to co-sign what I'm saying about selling the pieces that I recommend they sell, do you trust Brian Cashman to squeeze the most out of those deals? I don't.
Yeah. Well, that's A, I don't think he's going to do that. B, I don't trust him. He's done the same thing for how many years?
Yeah.
And they think we're all nuts because of the results that say, well, hey, we win 90-plus games, we're in the postseason. But if you look at each individual season, and we have, you could break it down and say, yeah, you weren't good enough this year. Here's what you had to do to make the postseason barely. Yeah, you thought you were great in 2022 until you got embarrassed in the postseason. You missed the postseason in 2023. Like, every year to me from 2018 on, you can poke holes in. And I think it's only gotten worse for the Yankees. But with all that being said, I still think they're better than Toronto. And I still would add and try to take a run at it because you never know with the American League. From the Mets perspective, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. I think the worst is over for the Mets. Doesn't mean they're going to cruise to a division title or go in the World Series. I'm talking about the storm that they were trying to weather, taking on water left and right, ravaged pitching staff, guys banged up in that lineup, finally started to hit this weekend, which they had to do to be able to beat the Yankees, and they did that. And now with reinforcements on the way soon, Manaea expected to be back Sunday. Winker, I think, expected to be back tomorrow. Senga, who knows exactly, but if at the very least, right after the All-Star break, that will change everything, plus a softer landing spot here, taking on the Orioles for three and then the Royals before the All-Star break. The Mets made it with the finish line for the first half in sight here, somehow survived, were able to keep their head above water, and I think now the worst is over. Now they need to tighten things up, identify what they are going to get, be aggressive at the deadline, and take a run at winning their first division title since 2015.
I'm going to make a statement, but I don't know if I believe in it enough. So it's a statement that's laced with some questions, all right?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Well, the statement is this. Jeff McNeil's the most important man. I feel like when Jeff McNeil hits, everything feels very different.
Yeah, he lengthens. I would throw Nimmo to counter that because he has had a heck of a month. But yeah, you're getting those two guys could be X factors. I mean, you want to throw in Vientos, but he's done nothing well. You expect what you're going to get from Soto, Lindor, Alonso.
That's why I say what I say.
Right. And then Nimmo has been, I would put Nimmo more the X factor. You could say McNeil. I mean, that is an enormous home run that he hit against Luke Weaver on Friday. That is an enormous home run. I didn't think he had it in him. McNeil's been pretty good.
And he's playing a lot of different positions and, quite frankly, playing them all pretty well.
Yeah, he's versatile. He's a versatile, useful player. I would have traded him years ago. I still would.
Yeah.
You know, I talked about this last week, potentially trading Nimmo and McNeil. I don't think they're going to. Certainly not with Nimmo, but I just... The inconsistency. Because to your point, when those guys are hitting, hey, everything looks great. And then what happens next week when, you know, they're not hitting? And then all of a sudden it's like, ah, you'd like to have a more consistent replacement. Are there even more consistent replacements? I'm not so sure.
So right now, the Mets and the Yankees, all right, let's do this without giving you the projected percentages. You think the Yankees win the American League East? Yes
I do.
Or no?
I do.
I don't. You think the Yankees are a playoff team?
Yes.
I do too. You think the Mets win the NL East?
I do.
I don't. Do you think they're a playoff team?
Yeah.
So do I.
Yeah. I think both teams will win the division and be in the playoffs, but certainly be playoff teams. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Mark is calling from Middletown, New Jersey. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
What's up, buddy?
Sal. So
Yeah, Mark.
Yeah. So, Sal, I was at the game on Friday, too, and I saw it before the game Soto hit in the indoor hitting cage. You know, we can see into that from the one club. And he was going the opposite field. But I thought when he came up to bat the first time, the Met fans got up and went crazy before any Yankee fan could boo him. I don't know if you got that same feel.
Yeah, well, they're at home. They should.
Oh, I know, but I'm just saying, though, the Met fan got up and got behind their guy 100%, and he was locked in. Not that he's not locked in normally, but he was locked in that game 3-for-4, and his one out was to the warning track against the wall.
The sweetest part for me, and thank you for the call, Mark, the Subway Series, was that, and I thought the Mets were going to get pounded this weekend. I said that on Friday. I thought at the very least the Mets would, if they were going to win a game, it would be the Stroman game because they're going to have to hit, and I didn't trust that they were going to hit Rodon or Fried or the Yankee bullpen enough. But when the Yankees hit those leadoff homers, Dominguez and then Judge, you could feel it. It was the, here we go.
It was a good start to the day. I was going to a barbecue. Yeah. I'm like, all right, it's a good start.
Here we go. Mets got it. Nobody pitching. Yeah. Yanks first two guys hitting home runs. Uh-oh. And then Soto answered immediately. That was the sweetest part of this from a Mets perspective, is that finally Soto had a big moment and it came against the Yankees in a spot where they desperately needed it, taking that momentum right back or right away from the Yankees where it started to, you started to feel like, oh God, this could be an ugly day and an ugly weekend. And that Soto two-run homer changed the entire tone.
Yeah, you've said a few times you had real confidence. And I get it, based on the pitching matchups, how the Mets were trying to piece this thing together into the weekend. I know. I don't know why I didn't have much confidence in the Yankees. I really didn't. I didn't. You know what was perplexing to me, too? I tweeted once in like 4 or 5 days. Yeah. Did you see my one tweet?
I did not, no.
Okay. I tweeted this. I guess I tweeted it yesterday. I just laid out, watch the games.
Oh, maybe I did see it. Go ahead.
I just wrote yay with like 9 A's.
Oh no, I didn't see.
And an exclamation
for the
point.
Win, yeah, for the Yankees
yes, the amount of people that then popped in like, oh, look who comes out of his hole. Yankees win the game. Did they not detect the sarcasm?
You should know by
in
now.
That was a layup. That's a sarcasm layup right there.
Yeah, I get
it. 2-foot putt.
I get it. A lot of people on social media don't, which is why we don't want to play on that anymore. But I thought they were better off, BT, because of the way that, like, Fried, you had to figure, okay, Fried on Sunday going against somebody we didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Number two, the Yankees' bats were getting hot in Toronto. Even though the Yankees were losing those games.
I know.
You started to see those bats getting hot. And also, number three, Montas Rodon. You'd favor Rodon. You know me, I don't love Rodon.
I like him more than you, okay. But the big spot is what it is, that he just never delivers in the big spot.
And now even more so. The biggest key was the Yankees bullpen. Did I expect Jeff? I keep doing it. Damn it. Somebody said it. I don't know who said it on the broadcast.
Jeff Weaver, another Yankees.
That got
stiff.
My head, yeah. Luke Weaver. Did I expect Luke Weaver to give up a two-run homer to Jeff McNeil? Like, come on. To blow the lead in that spot?
He didn't take any accountability after the game either.
Weaver?
Nah.
What did he say?
The last couple times he's gotten rocked, he's been passing the buck. I didn't mean to sidetrack.
No,
but
no,
that's a
good.
Bad look for the young man. I don't know. He didn't like blame the umps necessarily, but I don't think that he came across as very honest and a good amount of self-awareness. Like, he's been pitching terribly and he's been passing the buck. That's twice
and
that I've seen that.
Boone went to his guy in a key moment.
Well,
you keep the ball in the ballpark. It's Jeff McNeil, dude. You gave up a no doubt bomb. You guys dancing around the base pads.
Yep.
Nick is calling from St. Augustine, Florida. What's up, Nick?
Nicky.
Hey guys, how you doing?
What's up, buddy?
The show.
Thank you.
Hey, BT, you know, in the beginning of the season, I didn't love the move, the plan B moves. I think that Goldschmidt was bound to not have a good season at his age. He was definitely not going to be a threat. And I think that, you know, not starting yet, like last year, even with the Mets, I didn't want Martinez. I wanted to see the Mets start the young kids at third.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this year, the Yankees should have went that route. And now you're relying on Grissom, who was never supposed to be there. He's going to play to the back of his baseball card. You got a lot of things that just aren't fitting. I think plan B was a mistake. And even three, guess what? If he pitches great this year and has an outing like he did yesterday in the playoffs, you're going to hate plan B completely. Like, you know, pitches are only as good as really what they could do in the playoffs. Because you could do 28 wins this year. It's not going to matter if the first, you know, round of the playoffs in a three-game set, he's down 4-5 innings, giving up 4-5 runs.
Garrett Cole got smacked in the Red Sox series wild card a couple of years ago. You've got to be a little bit more open-minded and bigger picture. Max Fried is terrific. I love his makeup. I love his stuff. I love the way he's wired. He fits in well. He's not going to win the Cy Young because that's going to be Schuble, but he's going to be, you know, top three, top four, and he's carrying this rotation. If Max Fried's not on the team, the Yankees might be an 80-win team, might be a 75-win team, actually.
Yeah, but that's also the risk, I guess, or the issue with investing that much in one singular pitcher. It's the way that I used to want to build a team. You need the ace. You love to have that ace atop the rotation. Then you realize the way the sport's evolved, these guys go at best every 5 days, 6-7 innings at most.
I know.
And you're investing a lot of money in that. Often they get injured, and there are going to be times where they go 5 innings and aren't that good. And you need them to be fresh in October and go deep into the game. So I just would not build my team like that. I want to, after we take a break here, we'll come back with calls. I wanted to go around the diamond a little bit with the Yankees and just ask you, because to me, it's not just about the players that they have. It's about how they built a team.
Mm-hmm.
So if you or I were building a team, which players from the Yankees would we actually want on our team? A lot of fans get caught up in the, Stanton in the postseason. Yeah, but would you really want him on your baseball team if you're building a team? We'll do others as well with the Yankees. The Yankees will have a difficult schedule heading into the All-Star break, taking on the Mariners. And then the Cubbies, Mariners have had three straight shutouts. Those guys are Pirates, sure, but still, you know that pitching is a strength of theirs. So Yanks, not going to get an easy landing spot here into the All-Star break. Mariners, then Cubs, Mets have the Orioles, and then the Royals. All right, BT, before the break, I tease we'd go around the Yankees a little bit and just say, if you were building a team, would you want some of these ball players or, you know, players on your team? I use that term loosely when it comes to the Yankees with ball players because they just don't do it enough. There are certain guys. All right, let's save everybody the suspense. Judge, I think we'd both love to have on our team. Bellinger?
Yes.
Absolutely.
100%.
Now,
I
didn't want him on the Mets. Was it last year?
2 years ago.
Yeah, I didn't want to spend the money then. I wanted to go all in for Soto, so I wasn't looking for patchwork stuff. But Bellinger is a perfect fit for the Yankees, not just because of the lefty bat in their stadium, but because he does all the things that we value well. Catch the ball, throw the ball, runs.
He's
well.
Also the kind of guy, Sal, where if you just, you know, and some people do this, like they just punch up the stats. Yeah, he's doing okay. But when you watch him every night, his value is very apparent. He does something well on the baseball diamond almost every single game.
Okay, now it gets a little trickier beyond those two.
That was the easy part.
Which is crazy. Let's start with Goldie.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I do like him. I know there's value. I have no issue with him being on my team, but that's separate from what I said to start the show about.
Understood, yeah.
So I'm just talking about Goldschmidt could pick it. He's a professional at bat. Yes, I'm fine with him.
I'm with you. Yes.
Fine with him.
So we're in the same line of thinking here.
Yep.
He's not an MVP, but you don't need MVPs everywhere.
You got one.
Correct. He has been the furthest thing from the problem. Plays excellent defense.
Plays every
veteran,
day.
Veteran, even keel.
Uh-huh.
Still a threat, even though it's not as great as it was early on. 100% I would take a guy like that on my team. And I'm not talking about the Yankees now. We're talking about in general.
Just in general.
Just in general.
Gotcha.
Volpe.
Yes. And what I would do is I would rewire him. No doubt. Listen, I don't have any doubt that there's an immense amount of character and fight in that young man as a ball player. Now, the last 2 or 3 weeks have looked very different than even the lower points of the first 2 years. I grant you that. And it's become concerning. And it, for me, it's lowered the floor for, you know, who Volpe is or what he might be. But you get him in the right system, not running him out there every single day, and you kind of retweak his mechanics, I think Anthony Volpe can absolutely be a very useful player. I would want him in my system.
I agree. They didn't handle him the right way, in my opinion. Maybe they gave him the job prematurely. They were reluctant to send him down, and it's been spiraling ever since. Never to this degree that we've seen this year, but his tools are what would want me to have him on the team. I still think he's got a good attitude. I just think he's a young player who's failing probably for the first time in his existence
mm-hmm.
on the biggest stage possible.
Yeah, the team he grew up rooting for, too.
You can't. That is a very difficult thing to ask of somebody, for them to have everything, every step of the way at his young life. Like, oh, I waited my whole life to be. You're 23 years old your whole life.
Yeah.
But you haven't failed. And now you're failing on the grandest stage of them all, shortstop of the New York Yankees.
Yep. But the only counter, and I love Volpe, you know that. Yep. I'm still going to defend him here. But the only counter is that there's a lot of 22, 23-year-olds who are doing great.
I know, but I would just like somebody to go through a little adversity, which, by the way, wouldn't have been criminal if they let him win the job like he did a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
Struggle. Hey, you know what? He's not the player that we thought he was. Let's send him back down. That's going through with some adversity. He failed. Let him learn through it and come out of it. They never did, and now he's really going through it. But anyway, yes, my answer is yes on that. Trent Grisham.
Yeah, actually. No question.
Me too.
Same thing. This is independent of the Yankees.
No,
this
is just players that you want on 100%. Your team. So we're off to a nice starting point.
Low maintenance, absolutely. Yeah, yes, Al.
Now, we know what he is. He's not going to be a prolific offensive player. Guy's a gamer. Whether it be a fourth outfielder, whether it be your center fielder, I take him on the Mets right now. Have him bat seventh or eighth, play center field, and away we go. Now I start to think is where it gets a little more difficult. Well, we'll go Austin Wells. You take Austin Wells.
No question. Yeah, okay. I still think he's going to be an all-star. I've always said that.
Especially when you look at catching around the league. Okay, Ben Rice.
Yes, no question.
See, I would not.
You wouldn't want him on the team?
No, because there are too many limitations. I'm not saying he's not a good offensive player. Mm-hmm. Love his young offensive potential. I don't think he's going to be a good defensive first baseman. I know he's not a good catcher. And he doesn't have a position. Guys like that. Now, okay, maybe the caveat would be this. Yes, I'd take him as my DH. But now you got to remember what that entails. That means you're roadblocking that position. You now have your DH is specific to one guy, primarily Ben Rice, and that's it. So while the offensive potential is there, I would rather not have that locked on my roster. I think it could hamstring you a little bit. That's why I'd say no.
Listen, I also think, again, this is situation specific. If you're a very young team, yeah, you'd love Ben Rice to roll them out every day. If you're a well-constructed veteran team, you don't mind that youthful balance where you can play him 2-3 times a week because he can hit lefties. I've always been of the mindset. Now, you know, you didn't really see this with Piazza and a few others, but if you're a catcher even though we might not be a great catcher, but he was certainly a minor league catcher. If you're a catcher, if you have a catching background and you put the work in, you can be an adequate. I'm not saying you're going to be Donnie or Keith here. You can do a serviceable job at first base. Ben Rice is a first baseman. I like him. I like him a lot.
I need to see a lot more. I would say no on him for now. Jazz.
No.
Yeah.
There's too much flash. You know what Jazz Chisholm is? Jazz Chisholm is, by the way, hear Gary Cohen say his name wrong over the weekend?
No, what'd he say? Mm-hmm. He
kind of said what you don't want to say. Yeah. He did.
It happens.
Yeah, I know. I think that when I look at Jazz Chisholm here, I see that guy in the NBA who's averaging 19, 20 points a game, and they're all empty calories, meaning he's shooting 31% from downtown, which stinks. He's shooting 42.5%, 43% from the field for a guard, for anybody, which stinks. Like, there's going to be highlight-inducing plays and sick dunks and transition, and you'd be like, man, this is the building block. He's too sloppy. Yeah, too many holes in his game.
And he's a hot dog, which I don't like. Some of it could be fun. When you're hitting a home run, it's a meaningless home run. You're doing that stupid dance around the base pass. That drives me a little bit. No, yeah, the basketball
that back
move.
And forth thing.
I would value Jazz more. And a lot, as a matter of fact, if he cut the power in half and hit with a better average.
So
raise the average half.
So be like a 13, 14 home run guy and hit 275, 280?
Yes.
And play natural second base?
He's a terrific.
That's a good player right there.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, man. Marlins didn't do anything and the Yankees haven't changed him.
Put the bat on the ball. Stop worrying about trying to be Babe freaking Ruth. You know that he's going up there swinging out of his shoes.
You can just tell the one-handed finish.
It drives me nuts. Now, it's impressive when a skinny little guy like that has that pop.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't want that. I want you to be a speedster, a terrific defender up the middle. He could have been a Hall of Fame. He's got Hall of Fame ability. To me, he's got Hall of Fame ability. With his athleticism, defensively, offensively, if he learned how to hit to be a better hitter.
Mm-hmm.
But by design now, these guys teach launch angle and home runs. I would want him to be a 300 hitter, steal 30 bases, play gold glove defense, be a nice high energy guy, and hit 10 to 15 home runs. That's max with Jazz. Anyway, this version of Jazz, I have no interest in. Too inconsistent. Now probably the last difficult one, Jason Dominguez.
100%. Oh, there's no doubt about it, but he's playing center field. Jason Dominguez's talents are... Now I'm starting to see what they meant.
Yeah.
Now I'm starting to see some hype meet the road.
But again, he doesn't have a position.
Got to put him in center. It's where he played in the minors. Can't play left field.
But if he can't play left, we're talking about can't catch pop-ups or I know the angles and the corners are different. Dude, he's got some issues.
Yeah, no, I'm not pushing back on that.
That would generally, our whole lives in baseball, if you could play center, you could play anywhere else. He does not look like he can play the outfield. And if he can't play the outfield, while I'd be in love with his power and offensive potential.
And speed.
I don't have a position for him.
Yeah, but I got to find out. He's 22.
That's a different story.
That's why I'm not. But again, the whole premise here is, would we want these players on our team?
Not just on the Yankees now, your team.
Yes, and I want somebody who's 20. Now, where have you heard this before? If I'm him, or if I'm the Yankees this offseason, I know they won't do this. I might really have a conversation about abandoning the right side. That's why I say that.
Yeah.
About just make him a lefty hitter and certainly a center fielder. There's not a baseball gift that he doesn't have. By the way, he's also a pretty, I know he made a butcher play against the Angels. Like, yeah. He's also a pretty smart base runner, but he's got to play center field.
Yeah, I would not. Now, again, the young potential aside, I'm just saying, and I'm not talking about him necessarily right now. I'm just talking about, in theory, a player that doesn't have a position. I don't want that on the ball club.
But he does. Yeah, well, he's playing the wrong position.
We don't know that. We don't know that yet.
We didn't hear. Listen,
I have my doubts that he's going to be a good center fielder.
And I can understand why you would say that.
Yeah,
because moving 65 feet to your right shouldn't present this kind of awkwardness, but it does.
He'd probably be incomplete. I need to see him. I know he can't be a left fielder. Can we agree there?
Yeah, I don't like him in left field at all. I wouldn't waste time anymore.
So now we're asking somebody who's definitively not a left fielder to be a center fielder, which is the more challenging premium position of the two.
Yep.
And if he can't do that, then he does not have a position. He's a DH. Now, I'd take him as a DH in a second.
But it's only challenging in terms of the ability to go to gaps and speed. And, he's got the thing. A lot of the reasons why left field is easier for some is because you don't have to cover as much ground.
Right.
That's the one thing he's got. Okay. I mean, it's oozing out of his body. Guy flies.
All right, fair enough. I mean, I love his offensive talent. I love his speed.
Yep.
That could be, Hall of Fame type.
It could be.
Again, I don't want to go there, but you know what I'm saying.
No, he's got checks the boxes.
Correct. All right, and now the easiest two, and this is part of the problem that we have a lot of no's on this list with certain guys, but these two are going to be the biggest. Stanton?
No.
And LeMahieu?
No.
And they've been on the team for how many years consistently?
I mean, we're talking like 6, 7, 8 at this point for Stanton, right?
And, 7? And when healthy, they continue to be thrown into the lineup on a regular basis, which there are too many to me. Either guys that haven't reached their potential, guys that have limitations with one side of the ball, or guys that just flat out aren't good anymore or can't do enough. LeMahieu and Stanton are like non-starter. They're the exact opposite of Judge and Belly. Like, we look at Judge and Belly and just say 100% you want those guys on your team. Stanton and DJ, 100% you don't want those guys on their team. Now you're in between with other guys, and even the ones that we would have some issues, but the ones that we don't certainly have some issues as well. And the Yankees just don't make those pieces fit the puzzle well. You can't have Rice and Dominguez and Stanton, three guys basically without a position right now on your team.
Think about how many clean answers I gave you to the questions you asked me.
Yeah.
That tells you everything that you need to know. There's always if they put him back at this spot, or, well, if he abandons maybe hitting righty, or, well, if they, put him in the minors and he learns first base instead of catching. There's always contingency, or it's not always, but there's a lot of contingencies attached to too many important young players, and the contingencies that are attached to the older decaying players are such a financial burden that it just doesn't allow them to cut bait, or at least they choose not to cut bait.
And even if you had, if you didn't have Rice and Dominguez, you could say, okay, well, we want Stan there just to be the DH and be the power. But to have all, you know what I'm saying? You can overcome some areas of deficiency for a strength, a clear strength of certain players. If you're getting this production from player X, then you'll take that production from player Y. The Yankees don't have those things matching. Which, because you could look around baseball and say there's inconsistencies everywhere. Would you want certain players from the Mets, or pick a team? And we'd probably say, no, on this guy, too many limitations. But at least you'd have it fit better where, yeah, this guy doesn't play great defense, or he's not a power hitter, but we get the power in this department.
Here's another problem, and they do this all the time. They are asking young players to figure it out. Oh, yeah, by the way, you're not going to play every day. Now, we all know about the positions, but I'm just talking about merely getting out there. How do you build a resume of confidence? I don't mean an actual literal statistical resume, but or at least a database of confidence and experience, and expect that learning curve to be truncated, which is what we all want to see, to just have it accelerated. How do you get there without playing every day?
Yeah.
The answer is you don't.
That also does not make any sense.
Things were clicking. Fried was great, but the bats were pretty good. Goldschmidt with a couple of hits. 3 for Grisham. Judge, another bomb. He's on pace for 59. Stanton had a hit. Belly had a couple of knocks as well. And Volpe, an RBI, and a run scored. So it was working. I mean, listen, that's why they won. The Yankees cranked out, 12 hits, scored the 6 runs, 6-4 win. So that's the meat of the order. When you're looking for the meat of your order, Choose Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Real quick, BT, only seven players in baseball history, I saw this out on social media, seven players in baseball history have recorded at least 20 homers, 70 walks, 15 doubles, and 10 stolen bases prior to the All-Star break in a season.
Can I guess a few?
Yeah. Well, I don't have the list of it.
Oh,
sorry.
That's like a Hoff special. Give us half the answer.
Oh, I don't have to. No, well, it only pertains to Juan Soto. He would be the only one not to make the All-Star game.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Only I was thinking Bonds had to be
seven
one of them.
Players
Griffey,
in
maybe.
Seven players in baseball history have recorded at least 20 homers.
20 home runs.
70 walks.
Yep, 70 walks.
15 doubles.
15 twos.
10 stolen bases.
10 swipes.
Prior to the All-Star break in a season.
And Juan, Soto, I know Juan's got about 13 now, right?
He'd be the only one to not make the All-Star game out of that, which is just ridiculous. And again, I don't even care about this. I don't even need to give you the numbers, but it's something I saw come across my feed that I thought was interesting. Like, this is clearly a snub for whatever reason. The other thing, and I actually like this, Pete is not going to participate in the Home Run Derby.
I know.
And to me, it shows a sign of maturity. Not that I care one way or another whether he does, but when he prioritized that for, especially, was it last year where he didn't deserve to go to the All-Star game and made such a big deal about the Home Run Derby?
Yes,
kind of rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah, I remember that.
I have a newfound respect for Pete. I think he's matured here as a player. And again, I was going to knock him if he did participate in it, but the fact that he didn't, saying, hey, I want to enjoy the three off days and get ready for the second half of the season,
uh-huh.
I respect that about Pete, who's just having a monster season for the Mets.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I like that move as well, and I, too, would not have hammered him if he decided to do it here. But I still don't think, how is he going to get the 3 days off? He's still going to play in the All-Star game.
Well, I guess, me neither. I guess he was saying Monday, which would be the off day before the All-Star game. And he's not going to participate in the Home Run Derby.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
And then the two on the back end, Wednesday, Thursday, I guess.
I mean, get off your... Oh, I see. Okay. Get off your feet a little bit. Listen, everybody knows he's a prolific home run hitter. He's having a good year. And he deserves to be an All-Star this year.
Yeah.
You know, there's no doubt about it. No question.
This year, he deserves it. And by the way, you look at him... Hard to imagine that if Alonso stays with the Mets beyond this current contract, he's going to have his number retired. Like, he is 100%. Because he's already with the All-Star games... up there with Wright and with Strawberry.
How many, Sal? Four of them?
Yeah, I think so. I forget, but I was reading something yesterday that is like, actually, it was probably the Mets press release. That's how I found out about it. I'm sitting on my couch. I was watching actually Jurassic Park for whatever reason. And I get it was on TV. It was on one of the channels. I was like, oh, I haven't seen this in years. Here's the press release. And this is how I found out. Alonso Diaz joined Francisco Lindor on the All-Star team. I'm like, wait a second. What? Alonso and Diaz joined Lindor. Where's Soto? Soto got snubbed? This is bullcrap. Alonso was named to the All-Star team for the fifth time in his career. The most by any first baseman in team history, two more than Hernandez.
Yeah.
Alonso becomes the sixth player in franchise history to be named to five or more All-Star games, joining Seaver, Wright, Piazza, Strawberry, Beltran.
Yeah, that'll get the number up there. You know, you want to see how it ends, though. Is there acrimony? And I'm not trying to start any trouble here, but
no.
If he opts out and he leaves,
this year.
You know. No, but those numbers are piling up here, and I didn't realize. I knew he had a lot. I just checked. He's leading the league in doubles this year. We talked about that early in the year where he was going to right field a lot, but he actually leads the league in doubles. And listen, Mets are well represented. And crazy thing, too, is like Jazz is going, and the Yankees have decent representation. I don't look at Jazz as an all-star, but of the three Mets this year, every Met that maybe Soto gets in, you know, before it's all said and done, You can't make a claim that any of the Mets' name don't deserve to be there.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Lindor, Hoff was saying in my headset here, I want to get back. Why do you think Lindor shouldn't be an All-Star?
Well, he's had a terrible last month. His number's been awful. And to be honest with you, there's one guy that's better than him right now, Ellie De La Cruz. He should be starting shortstop.
Yeah, well, Lindor should be on the team, though. And probably he probably wouldn't have got voted in again. Here's why Lindor should be, for past mistakes. This year's start plus last year, Lindor should be an All-Star. Like, you couldn't imagine summoning him again. Dude, the players got to stop voting. They don't know what they're doing. It's a popularity contest. it's got to be. It's the only how do you justify Soto not being on it?
The rough start. I mean, but it's if June was good rather than great, then I could say, all right, he really probably didn't quite earn it. But what he did in June was just, you know, so amazing.
And I gave you all
so
the numbers.
Amazing.
You look at his numbers like,
I know.
Come on.
I was just looking at, he should be an All-Star, I think. I'm looking at the splits here for Lindor. You know, I mean, he started red hot this year. 255 in May, 204 in June, and he's back on the uptick in July. Hey, listen, he deserves to be an All-Star as well. He does.
Nick is calling from South Carolina about his Yanks. What's up, Nick?
Hey, Sal, BT.
What's up, Nick?
Not too much, not with these Yankees. Yeah. I wanted to make just a couple comments. When I was your guy's age, and I had my family just like you have yours, it was the 80s and the early 90s.
Okay.
And, wow, I mean, I used to scream at, you know, the TV every night. So I try to remember some of that when I see them playing like this, because they are awful right now. And I just want to put that in perspective because, you know, it's just, it is what it is. They're just not constructed well. But I think in the last seven games, if you look at, they've been hitting. They've been scoring five runs in the last seven games consistently. Their pitching is the problem right now.
Yeah, oh, no question.
You know, we don't want to throw away the baby with the baby with the bathwater. But you lost Cole, Yarbrough, now Schmidt's gone.
Heal.
Loaisica is nowhere near. I'm sorry.
Heal. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yes. And Loaisica is nowhere near what he should be.
Nope.
Weaver's blowing up. You know, so, and Luke and Leiter, you know, forget it. We don't even have to go over him.
Well, they're using him way too much. I mean, that's the issue.
No, he's just not a good pitcher, Sal. I give everybody a decent shot. I really do. I don't believe in judging people on 10 games, 20 games, 30 games. This guy, if his last name was a Leiter, he would not be pitching in the major leagues, period.
Yeah, I don't know about that. That's a little harsh there, Nicky. Nick, that's a little harsh, bud.
You know, Paisan,
I said trade him the other day. I said cut him, so I'm not too far away from you. But, I mean, he'd be somewhere in baseball.
Maybe. You're probably right. Yeah. You know, you're probably right. And then we're parading these guys out. I think his name was Brubaker. Mm-hmm. Where do we get this guy from? You know, what scrap heap? What scrap heap did he go and fish this guy off?
What hole did he crawl out from? Oh,
yeah, they're banged up, Nick. And thank you for the call. Now, when is Heal coming back? Do we have any word, any idea on when?
It's gonna be a month.
Another month from now?
No, I mean 3 weeks. I'm just basically,
But at least the idea of getting him back along with Fried, Rodon, Warren, at least that would help soften the blow of Clark Schmidt. Because otherwise, if you don't get healed, and now again, when he comes back, how good is he going to be? That's a whole nother question.
Does he stay back? Yeah, Where are the Yankees when he comes back?
But at least that could be one arm. And I hate when the Yankees say this, but like, oh, that'll be the trade deadline acquisition. Getting him healed back is like an acquisition. No, not really. But yes, okay. At least he can be a guy with the high-end upside that could help you fill that void now without Clark Schmidt there and even be a number two to Max Fried. That could change a lot of the way we view that rotation right now. And the lineup is not far away. If anything, the lineup is getting better now. It's just a matter of how Boone is going to utilize it. He's got to go with some consistency.
I don't understand it, Sal. I don't understand how it happens. I need to know. I know we've talked to him about this. We've asked him. There's obviously a bit of a collaborative effort there. Everybody knows that. They're obviously very heavily leaning upon analytics here.
Yep, that's what they do. It's obvious.
I just don't know how, like, if I'm Aaron Boone and I'm sitting in his office, and I know they won yesterday, so this is not the right day to bring it up, but there's been a lot of other examples where we can kind of point to, and two guys who are hitting the hell out of the baseball don't play in a game where you're about to get broomed by the Mets. Now, you won, so you stave off the broom.
And it was by design with the defense, which helped them win that game yesterday. So you have to understand. It just drives me nuts. I understand what he was doing. You have to understand that. Okay, here's the lineup. If we're looking at saying, where the hell's Dominguez? Okay, well, look at it. He's going defense because of Fried figuring. We get a couple runs. I'm playing a defensive game, not giving away any opportunities. And that's what happened. They won the game because of it. But that should not be the formula every day. Oh, today we need defensive lineup against this team. Tomorrow we need this. No, dude. No, just for the love of God, stick with some semblance of a lineup. We talked about it the other day. It should be leading off. We even said this before, Dominguez leading off. We said find a leadoff guy, and now maybe they have with Dominguez.
Yep.
And then keep the Judge, Bellinger, Stanton, or however you wanted to work that, however we had it. Was it Judge? Yeah, Judge second, Bellinger, then Stanton.
Yes.
Dominguez, Judge, Bellinger, Stanton. Wells. Leave that. That's what I would do.
Then
Wells,
Goldschmidt, then Jazz.
It's not just
Volpe sprinkled
leave
in.
It alone.
Yeah.
Leave that alone.
Man, it is... This is one of the many problems with the Yankees. There's just no rhyme or reason to what they do, seemingly. Now, I know that their rhyme and reason behind closed doors is rhyme and reason enough for them. What I'm saying is it's not rhyme or reason enough for me.
No rhyme or reason why sometimes on Instagram you just get stuff pop in your feed. Look what hit me here.
What are you doing to me here, man?
Dude, it came up across my feed. I'm trying to look at Mets news or something. Oh! Liz Hurley and Elizabeth Hurley. And I'm like, this can't be real, can it?
Yeah.
It is real. Well, I checked the account.
I don't think those are real, but it's real.
Elizabeth, I don't know why this popped up on my feed, but...
Yeah, did you do a Google search for Elizabeth
Hurley?
She looks
incredible. No, I
talked during the breaks. Yeah. I mean, we didn't mention Elizabeth Hurley today. Well, Not that we never have, but...
The voice activation thing?
Yeah, yeah. No. Dude, look at the rainbow over her head, too. She looks fantastic. She's always been a favorite.
Didn't notice the rainbow.
Still looks good.
BT salad. Hey, if the Yankees got you down, just go to Instagram and follow Elizabeth Hurley 1. It'll cheer you right up.
But if you're 20, is she doing it for you?
Me? Yeah. I mean, this is a player I'd like to have on my team. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1. What's the age difference?
Meaning, we grew up with her. So, I mean, she's a beautiful woman at this age. She's not young, dude. She's 60-something years old.
Is she?
She's got to be. Come on, man.
She looks incredible.
I agree. But, again, you know, I'm 52. You're 46. If you're 21 years old right now, do you look at her and say, part of our reaction to that picture, yes, she still looks beautiful, but it's also being flooded with memories of the last 30 years of her.
So I guess she just turned 60 in June, Hoff was saying.
Wow.
Sign me up.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.